Well, Little Archie with Downtown Radio.
Okay.
What were some of the challenges you faced when you pivoted from music to cereal?
Well, so the one thing I faced was being a black man with me and Snoop, being black men in this business, it was unheard of. So think about it, our kids, we've been eating this for all our lives. We never owned them. We never owned this type of product. So I grew up off WIC. And so I've never seen a black man own a cereal. And so that was the biggest challenge, knowing that, you know, even our people, know what our people thought first? Oh, well, we already got Fruit Loops. Well, we need y'all. I said, because we don't own it. If we got cereal that tastes just as good as Dan's in the same factory, the same company, how come we're not buying it from us? And so now the next challenge was getting into these grocery stores and hiding our product because they know it's good now. The world wanted. So what me and Snoop had to realize, okay, what's the next step to go? Same thing I did in music. Okay, if I can't get into the big stores, I go to the mom and pop stores. And so what I did was, okay, let me go to Amazon. So I want to be the biggest product brand on Amazon now. I don't want to, I'm not focusing on the grocery stores no more because everything has changed. So people are going online buying their products. So now we have to be the kings in this field going, taking over Amazon. That's the way we get our justice instead of saying, oh, I got to be big in Walmart or all these other stores. No, let's go be the biggest on Amazon where it come right to your door. And so you're going to have those challenges because now they know our product is good. It tastes good. We done did taste tests all over the world in front of their stores everywhere and have people actually taste our product. And so I want to tell people that look like us, don't give up, because now you don't have to be worried about having shelving space. I can't afford to spend millions of dollars to be in the front of their stores, right? They should want us to be in front of their stores because African Americans is the number one consumer. Think about it, we spend trillions of dollars, but we don't own nothing. So that's the hurdle, trying to figure out how to get our product in the best placement and get it out of the back. Like Rosa Parks said, like we ain't on the back of the bus no more. We going to the front. And so that's what this is about. Me and Snoop, we gonna disrupt the whole world and get us in the front, but we gotta start with Amazon.com. Because now everything is going online. People want their stuff delivered right to them. So we don't have to get pimped by these big major retailers anymore. So we're gonna change that. So when you look at people like us, it could be your grandmother, and she might come up with a cake or something, and she got great product, but she can't get it out. So our thing is now taking this stuff online and controlling that. So that's what we're gonna focus at. Get our people to see you got quality product, you come right to your door.
Thank you.